could be quite a comfortable afternoon for you, then it turned a wee bit.
Listen, the football, I'd like to stick to the positives, and I thought that the first half performance, I thought was excellent throughout, in and out of possession of the ball. I thought we asked a lot of questions in Barton. We played through them, we played around them, whatever they put in front of us, we found solutions, and that's good intelligent playing. It shows you the hard work that the players and the staff have put in over the pre-season, the close season. As you would expect, we had an experienced coach and experienced players at Dumbarton that are, you know, are proving themselves year upon year in the first division. You know, they're going to counteract something in the second half, and I thought that they locked onto us a lot better. And, you know, they didn't let us have it all our own way. That's something that we've got to learn how to cope with. And to be perfectly honest, we've got to welcome that pressure. We've got to be brave enough to continue to do the right things. That's why they're here, and that's why they're hand-picked to fit into a style of football that I believe that they can play. And I know you're going to get picked off every now and again with that brand of football, but it's a brand of football that I believe that gets you more success than failure. The only thing is when you do tend to perhaps lose possession high like that, you're maybe punished. Mm-hmm. And that's where then everybody has a wee bit say. But, you know, I would like to stick to a lot of the positive. I thought the three goals that we got, particularly the first half, even the one leading the penalty, I thought some of the football was breathtaking. Even in the second half, one or two occasions, you know, and you don't really think about the football there because there's no an end product to go with it. But I thought there was better moves in certain areas of the, particularly in the second half, where I thought that deserved a wee bit more. And that is something that we've got to learn, you know, that the final ball we've got to take a little bit more greater care with. But overall, good performance. Disappointed with the goals that we lost. I thought, in terms of our brand of football, the first one, Dumbarton broke the and we're already expanded, you know, thinking that we're on a counter, and then Goody, you know, the dryness of the pitch gets caught under the ball, and then they're at you. So they exploited that well on the counter to Dumbarton. And then the second one, you know, we've got to tidy that one up a wee bit at the set plays. And we knew that was a big part of them today, but he didn't have to work too hard for a free header. You know, that's the disappointing thing. And even at that, it's not a great header. Jamie Bain gets in Mitchie's road and it's a scrappy one. But I said then last week there that I'm looking forward to seeing the team, you know, when they lose a couple of goals. And I thought that they found a solution and seen the game out, you know, comfortable at the end, because I can't recall, other than a high ball getting played in and
volley.
The volley coming in, you know, down Mitch's throat, I can't recall another opportunity. So
can it be very often that a team's first goal is our goal of the season?
Right. Well, listen, you could have that. It's a big shout, and hopefully there's a lot more of that to come. I think that's an area that we've done particularly well in the close season there, where we've brought a lot of good energy, good experience in there. And if you've got the balance, good experience and legs, you know, it's an ideal situation. And as I said, you know, it's a pleasing start, it's a winning start, but it's certainly a wee bit of surreal, you know, without the fans. Yeah. There's no doubt about that, and that was the big part that was missing for me today. It will always be about them, and I know they would have certainly enjoyed the winning performance. I knew they would have enjoyed the first half, you know, but hopefully, you know, in these unprecedented times, that we get them back in as safely as we possibly can. And they were sorely missed today.
And on to Falkirk.
On to Falkirk, yeah. Looking forward to the games coming now, Craig, to be honest. You know, the players have put a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of hours on the training pitch now, and you want to go out there and challenge, you want to play against the best, or the so-called best teams, and that's where we want to be. So, again, you know, we recovered well. Enjoy your night with your families, and then we go again on Tuesday. And you can see Dumbarton stretched with their squad today. Ourselves, we'll be stretched at times over the course of the season. But I think when you actually even look, you know, at our bench today, you know, there's a bit of depth in there that can come in and always give you that stability on your side.
Craig Howie that's out just now, or who have you got out?
No, Craig's fine. Craig, he was very near coming on for Barry just there at the end there, Craig. So he had, he got a wee knock, what game was it? A couple of weeks back he got a knock, so he did. So he came back and trained with us Tuesday, Thursday there. So he's great. So
thank you.
No, we're really happy with it.